This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. MashaAllah, a proposal has just come for your daughter. And this young lad is not a wealthy person, or perhaps he doesn't earn that much. Subhanallah, should I reject him because he doesn't earn that much? The answer is no. Look at whether he is responsible. Look at his deen and his akhlaq. How rich were you when you married your wife, the mother of the child whom you're talking about? Subhanallah. And how wealthy were your forefathers when they married? Many of us, myself included, when we married, we were still relying on our own parents. Subhanallah. And later on, Allah blessed us. So let's not make a mistake by saying to ourselves, I will not allow my child to marry because this person doesn't have so much of wealth, or he doesn't have a job that I would like him to have. Subhanallah, if he is responsible and he is a brilliant person who is going to take care of your child and you know that he is very respectable, let it happen. Inshallah, because of the responsibility, the connection with Allah, and because of the fact that they are very respectable, Allah will open their doors as a result of that union. إِن يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ Allah says in Surah An-Nur, if they are poor, Allah will grant them independence, or Allah will enrich them through His own virtue. How many has Allah enriched? Subhanallah. Allah has enriched millions of people after their marriages. How many of us are so hypocritical where when we were marrying, people overlooked the poverty we were in or the financial standing we were upon, even though it may not have been so grand. But today, the same people are not allowing brilliant, brilliant proposals to be accepted simply because there is a shortfall of a dollar or two. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us from among those who worship material items. Really, I know how important it is to have a little bit of wealth and to be able to live in a relatively comfortable way. If Allah wants, He can take away everything. And if Allah wants, He can bless you with what you did not imagine. Sometimes we reject a young boy, and 20 years later, we find he is the multi-millionaire of the area. It has happened. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, and may we be able to look at what the Prophet ﷺ has told us to look for, the deen and the akhlaq, the level of religion and the level of character and conduct. And at the same time, respect, responsibility, and so on. That is part of the deen and akhlaq. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.